On the second Sunday of Advent, we are challenged. We are challenged to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his path straight. And we hear this voice of John the Baptist, that one crying out in the wilderness. And we are challenged now to refocus and turn our lives. You know, I hear, whenever I read this reading, I always wonder. It says, all the people of Jerusalem, the people along the Jordan, the people in Judea, they were all coming out to see John the Baptist and listen to him. Even Herod, the ruler, who ends up putting him to death, would go out and listen to him and used to like to hear him, even though he would always be perplexed and left a little at less ease when he would leave. But he wanted to hear him. Because here is John the Baptist, and in our society, I don't know how many people would go out to hear him. He's in a deserted place in the desert. It's arid, it's dry, it's not the most pleasant. He's wearing a camel skin garment. It's not fancy, it's actually looks very rustic to say the least, unpleasant. His hair would be disheveled. This whole image of him, and then his message is one of repentance. Change your life. It's not even a message that gladdens the ear. It's not a message that everyone's like, oh, I feel so good now. And yet people were going out to listen to him. So the question is, why? Why would they all be going to listen to him? A whole change of focus, where the temple was the place where they would go and worship. The temple was the place they would go and offer their sacrifice for forgiveness of their sins. And they're going out to John the Baptist in this desert along the Jordan to do this. And they were going out to him, I believe, because what he was speaking, the call that he was making to each and every one of them, and thus every one of us, was resonating to the very core of their being. To turn back to God. Even the scribes and Pharisees were coming out to listen to him. It was resonating because it was the truth of God. That call for each and every one of us to make that path straight. To want to change our life. You know, in our society, the only thing that anyone is supposed to feel guilty about is feeling guilty. That's all we're supposed to feel guilty about now. Now, it's interesting because also then in our society, if you do something wrong, and you get caught. You have to get caught in order for this to be the case. If you do something wrong and you get caught and you don't feel bad about it, well, then we call people like that either psychopaths or sociopaths, depending on the circumstances. So that's not good either. But John the Baptist is calling us to acknowledge that. You know, God has placed on the heart of everyone that desire to know and love and serve him. He's created us with a natural law within our very being that when we do that which we are created to do, good, we have this sense of good inside. We have this sense of ease. We have this sense of fulfillment. It dwells in our being. And when we do something that we are not created to do, that natural law with which we are created leaves us with this sense of remorse, of emptiness, of guilt. But what John the Baptist is talking about isn't guilt. The guilt is, or the remorse, is that which indicates to each and every one of us, I've just done something that I am not created to do. That is not why I am here. What John the Baptist is talking about is repentance. It's that motivation that comes from remorse or guilt, and says, I'm not supposed to do this. I do not want to feel this way. I've just hurt someone. I've offended God. And now I want to enter into repentance, a true change of heart. I want to change from doing things in this way and now live my life according to God's law that will indeed bring me a sense of happiness and fulfillment. I want to change my ways. It's not about thinking I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad. It's acknowledging that our action was not in accord with God's will and now desiring to make that path straight. Whatever it is, remove the curves in our own lives. Whether it is greed or envy or faithfulness or trust or whatever it is in our lives, honesty, integrity, and to change and to work again this season of Advent to prepare the way to allow Christ to enter into my life. In a new and dynamic way. And the first reading today speaks about who this is that's coming into the world, what we're celebrating in the season of Advent. Prophet Isaiah, 500-600 years before the birth of Christ, proclaiming to the people of Israel, God is going to send you a Messiah. And this Messiah that he sends you is going to change all of these relationships that we have in this world that are hatred, anger, disharmony, and he's going to bring about this incredible sense of harmony. All the natural prey-predator relationships are going to be wiped out. This is what the Messiah will bring, where the wolf shall live with the lamb in harmony, where the leper shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together. And in all of this, a little child shall lead them. A little child will be completely safe in the midst of all this dynamic. It's ultimately about the kingdom of heaven. But it's the Prince of Peace who is born on Christmas that is ushering in this, that is allowing this to happen, that is restoring paradise that was lost in the beginning. And that's what we're preparing to celebrate. This one who is going to personify the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Isaiah is talking about in the beginning of this. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit will dwell within this person. He will manifest them in perfection. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He won't just judge with his eyes as people do. He won't just decide by what he hears like people do. But he will judge by the heart, by the intent, by the will and desire of the human being. He will judge in truth. And it's this one who is filled with the Holy Spirit that John the Baptist is proclaiming. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Why? Because he's coming. I'm here in the Jordan and I'm baptizing you with water for repentance so you can turn your life back to God. But the one who's following me, he's the one Isaiah spoke about. He's the one who's filled with the Holy Spirit and he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And when he does, there's this imagery of this agricultural setting. And he's going to come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, a winnowing fork in his hand. And he will clear the threshing floor and will gather the wheat into the granary. The winnowing fork gathers everything up. It gathers it together, even shakes out the wheat so that the chaff will float and it will go away and it will sift the chaff from the wheat and throws the chaff away, allowing the wheat to fall down. And it's this dynamic that the Holy Spirit is doing that within us. It's not a negative. It's not a harsh teaching. But it's about what the Holy Spirit desires to do in my life and your life if we welcome him, if we prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls by turning to God and inviting the Holy Spirit into our lives so that we can prepare for the birth of the Prince of Peace. We can prepare for this beautiful celebration of Christmas. I mean, all the stuff that we do in our secular world, I understand. You know, all that shopping and all the baking and all the cleaning. But if we get so tied up in all the things that we're doing that we forget why we're doing it, well then, what's the point? What we are called to do is take some time and to prepare our house, our person, for the birth of Christ as well. All that time that we spend on all the things out there, we're supposed to take a little bit of time during this season of Advent as well to prepare ourselves, our hearts, our minds, and our souls, inviting the Holy Spirit in to purify us. It's the essence of the sacrament of reconciliation. We go and we confess our sins, allowing God and his grace and his love and the power of the Holy Spirit to come in and purify us. Everything we confess is gone, and we start anew. We are a new creation in the image of God. How beautiful. This is the message of this Holy Spirit that comes in with this fire. It wants to cleanse us if we invite him, if we allow him. So during this season of Advent, as we journey towards the beautiful celebration of the gift of God choosing to become human so we can understand who God is, let us invite God into our lives, the grace and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can indeed repent, turn our lives more perfectly in the direction of God, live our lives more faithfully in a way that will bring us that sense of fulfillment and peace and joy, so that when we celebrate Christmas, we truly give birth to Christ in our lives and in our families, and we can truly experience that joy of that first Christmas when God chose to dwell as one of us and when the Savior was born in Bethlehem.